For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au. Right, we're going to be listening to Staying Your Mind on God. So let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, Lord, and we commit this time to you tonight, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you give us ears to hear and hearts to understand your word tonight, Lord. We want to hear from you. We love you and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. So, staying your mind on God. So the Bible talks a lot about this area and the importance of keeping our eyes and our minds focused on the Lord. And, you know, there are many distractions in this world, in this life, but there's great blessing if we keep our minds on God. Glory to the Lord. So let's start off by having a look at Matthew chapter 6. Verse 24, so Matthew 6. So Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 says, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon." So no man can serve two masters. So Jesus shows us clearly in the scripture that it is not possible to do that. So we can't be keeping our minds on God and also keeping our minds on the world's way of doing things at the same time, because they're completely opposite. It's black and white. They're completely opposing. So no man can serve two masters, Jesus is telling us. So what should we think on, and why is it important what we think on? So if we look further down, we can see in verse 33 and verse 34 what Jesus says here. So in verse 33 it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." So Jesus tells us that we are to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So to make his word and his ways top priority in our lives. So that's what we are to be thinking on. So keeping our minds stayed on his teachings, his ways, meditating in the word, and living a spirit-led life. And in verse 34, he says, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow." So, you know, he doesn't want us to be worrying or thinking about things like fleshy things or things like that. He wants us to focus on him, to focus on him and trust in him. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you," he says. So these are the things that we should be thinking on. Glory to God. So let's also have a look at Luke chapter 10. And we'll look at an example in Luke chapter 10. Verse 38 to 42. An example of Mary and Martha. So Luke 10, verses 38 to 42, says, "Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, And a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, "Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me." And Jesus answered and said unto her, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her." Praise the Lord. So here we see an example of Mary and Martha. And Jesus came into their house, and Martha was distracted and cumbered with serving, and she was allowing that to hinder her from hearing the words of Jesus. And she was focusing on the wrong things, and she was missing out, really, on what Jesus was saying. But her sister Mary, on the other hand, she placed priority on hearing Jesus, and she sat at his feet to hear his word. And Jesus said that Martha was careful and troubled about many things. So this is a good lesson for us. It's a good lesson for us that we need to make sure that our priorities are right in life, and that we keep our minds stayed on the Lord, and we're not distracted with all the external things and the things of this life. So, and there are many distractions in the world, and the devil is only too happy for us to think on his things. So we need to be mindful of that, and we need to look at this example and what Jesus said here about that, and about what Mary did, and that she focused on the Lord. She focused on the Lord and his sayings. So let's also now turn to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. And we'll look at verse 20 to 27. So it's vitally important, if we want to live a victorious Christian life, that we keep our minds stayed on the Lord, that we focus on him, and that he is our highest priority in our lives. And if we have a look at Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 27, we'll read what the word says here. "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart." So we're to attend to the word, incline our ear unto the Lord's sayings. Don't let them depart from your eyes, and keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. So they are life and they are health to us. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So we're to guard our hearts. Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips, put far from thee. So keep yourself from evil. Let thine eyes look right on, and thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left, and remove thy foot from evil. So we are to be attending to God's word, and every day attending to the word, keeping our minds stayed on him, as the scripture tells us, inclining our ears, holding on to the word, and God's words are life and health to us, as we can see here in verse 22. So as Christians, staying our mind on God and his word is vitally important, as they are life and health to our flesh. Praise God. So we need to keep ourselves completely removed from evil. And when we have our minds on God, we're going to make the right decisions because we know God's will. We're going to make the right decisions in life. And we'll know what way to go because we're established in the Word and our minds are stayed on Him. Glory to God. So we turn not to the right hand nor to the left. So we keep ourselves stayed in the word. Remove thy foot from evil. So it's vitally important for us to do these things. Praise the Lord. So let's now turn to Romans chapter 8. And we'll look at verses 5 to 8 of Romans 8. And the Lord wants us to be spiritually minded. He wants us to be spiritually minded. Romans 8, verses 5 to 8. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So we're called to be spiritually minded, to be led by the Spirit of God. And we are new creatures in Christ. We must be spiritually minded. And we can see here that to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Glory to God. So we don't want to be carnally minded in our thinking. We want to be spiritually minded. And if we see in verse 7 that carnal thinking, fleshy, worldly thinking, is enmity against God, the scripture tells us. And so that's opposed, the opposite to the way that we should be thinking as born again believers in Christ. And that carnal thinking, that fleshy thinking, it cannot please God. So the scripture says here, it cannot please God. So we need to be keeping our minds stayed on God. It is life and it's peace. And because Christ is in us, we are new creatures. And as we stay our minds on Him, we align with His thinking. Praise God. So let's turn now to Colossians chapter 2. And we'll have a look at how do we stay our minds on God. So Colossians chapter 2. So Colossians 2 verses 6 to 9. Colossians 2 verses 6 to 9 says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. So we are to be walking in him. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of this world, and not after Christ. So that's a warning for us. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So we've received Christ Jesus, so we are to walk in him. And that's learning of his ways, doing the things that he commands us to do as his disciples. And we can see in verse 7, it says that we're to be rooted and built up in him, established in the faith. So this means keeping our minds stayed on God, renewing our minds, and meditating on the Word of God. Meditating on the Word of God every day. Praise the Lord. And verse 8 gives us a warning. And we need to be rooted and grounded in him, because there are many opportunities in this world to follow after the things of the world and not Christ. There's many things. But we need to make a conscious decision that we keep our minds and hearts on God, and that we keep ourselves separate from the sin of the world. And we don't want to partake of the world's sin, but we look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Glory to God. So being rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as ye have been taught. So staying our minds on the Lord, staying our minds on God. So let's have a look now. We'll turn to Colossians 3, verses 1 to 4. So we'll just look over to the next chapter. Colossians 3, verses 1 to 4 says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth." So we're to set our affection on the things above, not on the things on the earth. So that's the Lord and his word, and keeping our minds stayed on him. "For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory." So keeping our minds stayed on God means that we are seeking those things that are above. So we are risen with Christ, so we're to be setting our affection on spiritual things, such as attending to his words and keeping our minds centered and focused on him, and putting him first in all things. So aligning our thinking with his, being a doer of the word, living a life of faith, and going into all the world and preaching the gospel. Glory to God. And the Bible commands us as Christians to keep our minds on spiritual things, setting our affection on things above. So that's where our attention and focus should be. And to put off the old man and to put on the new man, the Bible says, which is renewed in the knowledge of God. Praise the Lord. So we are risen with Christ, and we seek those things which are above, setting our affection on things above, not on things on the earth. So staying our mind on the Lord, focusing on him and his ways. Glory to God. So let's have a look now at Romans 12. Look at Romans 12, verses 1 to 2. So Romans 12 verses 1 to 2 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yep, so we're commanded to establish our lives on the Word of God and keeping our minds stayed on Him. And as we focus on Him and renew our minds on the Word, that we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. So the Word renews our mind and brings us into line with God's ways and with His thinking. So keeping our minds stayed on the Lord keeps us in perfect peace, and it transforms us and it renews us, and it keeps us separate from the evil of this world. And it also builds up our faith, and it causes us to grow and to live a victorious Christian life. Praise God. And also, so we can be an effective witness to other people as well. Praise the Lord. So let's have a look at Joshua chapter 1. Joshua 1 verses 8 and 9, and we'll see what the scripture says here. Joshua 1 verses 8 and 9 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. So we're to be meditating day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So when we do that, that's what we will have. That's what we will have. Our way will be prosperous. We'll have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. So this scripture shows us clearly how important staying our mind on God is. And as we meditate and commit to staying our minds on the Lord, we will have good success and prosperity in our lives. Praise the Lord. And this is a commandment too. He wants us to meditate. He wants us to meditate on the Word every day. Every day, and observe to do His word. Praise the Lord. And we are to be doers of the word. We're to speak the word and act on the word in faith. Glory to God. And as we meditate on it and keep our mind stayed on it, it's in our heart and it comes out of our mouth. So as we meditate on God and keep our minds on Him, we're washed and renewed. Our minds are renewed, and His words are life and health, as we've seen tonight. Glory to God. So let's turn to Isaiah 26. And we'll look at the benefits of keeping our minds on God. So Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4. So Isaiah 26 verses 3 and 4 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. So the Lord has promised that when we keep our minds stayed on him, that he will keep us in perfect peace. Glory to God. Because his word, it is true and it is pure. And we can trust in the Lord and we can be at peace about any situation. Because God's word is true and he doesn't lie. So we can be sure that the Lord will do what he said he would do for us, and he's able to perform what he said he would do. Glory to God. And as we keep our mind on the Lord, our faith increases as well, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, as we know. And he is our hope and our peace and our everlasting strength. So thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So as we keep our mind stayed on the Lord, we are in perfect peace. Praise God. So let's turn to John 14, verse 27. So John 14, verse 27. And we'll see what Jesus said here. John 14, verse 27 said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So God's peace is not of this world. It's from above. And we can put our full trust in the Lord. Glory to God. And as we keep our minds stayed on him, we are kept in perfect peace, which we saw before. But we need to keep our eyes firmly fixed on the Lord. And not look to the left or the right, because there are many distractions in this world. So we need to make a decision to set our affection on things above. And we're in this world, but we're not of it. And we must be diligent in guarding our heart and not being ignorant of the devil's devices as well. So let's lastly turn to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians 4, verses 6 to 9. And we'll have a look here at what we should be thinking on. So Philippians 4, verses 6 to 9 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and see in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you." So we're not to be careful for anything, but in all things make our requests to God in prayer. And keeping our minds on God through prayer and reading his word keeps us in perfect peace. So God keeps our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, the scripture tells us. And the peace that passes all understanding, and it is from above. Glory to God. And verse 8 and 9 tells us what to think on. He says, tells us to think on things that are true and honest and just things, to think of the good report, the good things that the Lord has done for us, all the wonderful things that he's done. And as we do these things, the God of peace is with us. Glory to the Lord. So tonight we've seen the importance of keeping our minds stayed on God. And we've seen that his words are life and health and peace to us. And as we meditate day and night, that we will be prosperous and have good success. Glory to God. So we'll close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, and we thank you for your word, Lord, which is so precious to us, Lord. We thank you for your great love and mercy toward us and for everything that you are doing in our lives, Lord, and everything that you have done. We love you, Lord, and I pray that everyone here be blessed abundantly as we go out this week, and we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, we're going